It's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Peter O'Toole, the Hollywood legend who was made famous by his title role in Lawrence of Arabia, has died. The 81-year-old Irishman was nominated for 8 Oscars in his distinguished career and was known as a bit of a hellraiser. NPR's Nathan Rott has his remembrance.
To those that hadn't seen the actor perform on the London stage, Peter O'Toole was seemingly catapulted into fame. But it may be more accurate to say that he charged into it. As T.E. Lawrence, or Lawrence of Arabia, O'Toole was tall, handsome, and sensitive.
You do not drink?
No.
I'll drink when you do.
The role earned him his first Oscar nomination. He lost to Gregory Peck's Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird, which established something of a pattern in O'Toole's career. He would be nominated for 8 Oscars, but never won until he was awarded an honorary one in 2003. Meryl Streep introduced him.
Someone once said, the more praise a man is willing to take, the less he probably deserves. Whoever said that must have had the ever-reluctant and, as such, deeply deserving recipient of tonight's honorary Oscar award in mind. Peter O'Toole.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride, my foot. I have my very own Oscar now to be with me till death us do part.
O'Toole said that the magic of the movies entranced him as a child. Born in Ireland to a wandering bookmaker and raised in England, he didn't start acting until after a 2-year stint with the Royal Navy. It was there that he decided to chase his childhood dream. He described the experience on NPR's All Things Considered after the release of the movie Venus in 2006.
I mentioned that I wasn't particularly satisfied with what I was doing in civilian life, which was working for a newspaper. And the skipper said to me one night, have you any unanswered calls inside you that you don't understand or can't qualify? I said, well, yes, I do. I quite fancy myself either as a poet or an actor.
From there, he entered the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art and started a career on stage that would carry him to London and eventually to the silver screen. In 2012, 50 years after his launch into stardom, and a month before his 80th birthday, he announced his retirement from acting. What he would not quit, though, he said, was his love of the theater. In an interview with Charlie Rose, he said that theater, at its most basic level, is...
the human speech as an art form. That is what I truly believe, and that is... one of the things that makes, for me, acting such a worthwhile thing to do.
Peter O'Toole was 81. Nathan Rott, NPR News.